Your first night here, my dear. How excited I am to finally be alone to spend time with you. It must feel very nice to finally be away from the human auction. Would I be right? Good. I am very glad that they managed to get you away from there and be the highest bidder. I feel so lucky. I have attended many human auctions over the years, but no human has ever hit the spot like you did. Not only did I sense that your blood was perfect for me, but also you're very nice to look at too. Of course, the specific type of blood is important, but I don't want to be taking blood from someone I don't like the look of. Especially when you're going to be living amongst each other for the rest of our days. Just like your strong body and handsome face tells me that you have healthy blood on top of it being absolutely delicious. I really can't wait to get a taste of you. But I think it would be nice to get to know each other beforehand. My dear, you look terrified. The color just left your face. You're almost as pale as me. I promise you that there is no need to be frightened. I'm not going to kill you. I need you a lot, and you're no use to me, Dad. I've waited countless of years to find you. The perfect one for me, and I'm not going to waste it, or the amount of gold I spent for you to. Oh yes, this practice has been going on for as long as I can remember. You're quite the curious human, aren't you? We have secret vampire assassins that kidnap humans off the street to then be taken to our world to take part in the auction. Every year, the big event takes place, and hundreds of my kind show up to find their one. I was about to give up hope on finding a human, and just as I was about to fully give up, I saw you, my life. What's going to happen to you? My sweet, nothing is going to happen to you. From time to time, I'm just going to want to have a little taste of you. I thought we could ease into me trying you for the first time, because you need to get used to the feeling. But that's why I wanted us to just get to know each other first, because I can sense that you're very scared, and that's completely normal. I'm a little anxious too, because I've never been alone for so long, and I never had any company, never mind of a human. I've never been this close to one before, so I'm not sure how I'm going to handle you. So this is all new to us, and we will learn along the way, won't we, darling? Oh, you humans are too used to watching vampires from the media you consume. They keep portraying us as some evil creatures. I don't want to lock you up. I want to take care of you, as if you were one of my own. If you're providing me with your delicious blood, the least I can do is look after you. Gotta keep you healthy and feeling good, or it won't taste the same, I heard. Now, I'm getting really tempted. I want to try you right now. The longer I keep waiting, the stronger the urge gets. I've been trying to keep it at bay for now while we have a chat, but it's so overpowering. I think it's the excitement of having a cute human all for myself. And I never tasted one before, so I really want you now. Okay? Stay still and try to relax as much as you can while I go in and try your tasty rat. I can't keep doing this if you're going to be stressed out. I really don't like the taste of anxious human blood. Look at me, human. Look into my big red eyes. I want to assure you that this isn't going to be as bad as you think it will be. I know it's terrifying that you ended up so to a vampire, but I'm really trying my best over here to be as welcoming as can be. If you can just trust me and be a good, obedient little human, I can promise that I will take good care of you and protect you. But I can't do this if you don't behave for me. What do humans like to calm down? Hugs or something? Would you like a hug, darling? Because if that helps you, I don't mind. Shh, it's going to be okay, little human. It's only so please, sit still for me. Good boy. Good little human listening to what I say. You're learning very fast, my pet. I'm going to try some of your blood in a moment, so I will give you a chance to roll your shoulders back. Don't tense your body. Let your face drop. It will be sore if you tense your body, so I would recommend you just let it go and sink into the bed. Good job. You're doing so well, darling. Listen to me. And doing what I say, so I can get a good taste of your blood. You're looking more calm now, and your breathing is more slow, so this is going to be more of a pleasant experience for the both of us now. One. Breathe. Two. Breathe. That's right. Stay lying there. I know exactly what I'm doing and how much I take from you. Good little human, you're doing such a good job. You're not even flinching. I'm so proud of you, darling. You really were worth all the gold. Being right. I had no doubt in my mind that you were going to be this delicious and amazing to feed on. You're all mine and no one else's. It's going to be just you and I for a very long time. You're amazing. Just so amazing. Oh, you're going to be so precious for me. I will make sure nothing, and I mean nothing, will hurt you in this world. I will be your protector, darling. You don't need to worry living with me for the rest of your day. I'm nearly hitting the limit for today. Oh, my dear, you tasty little thing. I think I'm going to risk it and take one more hit for you. It'll be fine. You are perfect in every way. You are what every vampire waits for their whole life. Come here, darling. Rest in my arms. How are you feeling? You must be exhausted after this. I thought so, my sweet. I took a lot out of you today, so this is absolutely normal. Sorry I made you as tired as I did, though. Especially on this first day together. I just couldn't get enough of you. I'll try to control myself a little better next time, I promise. But for now, you need to rest up. And your body needs to produce more stem cells to make more red cells. I'll probably need to get you to rest up for 2 days, though, for your body to recover the lost blood. I got enough of you to satisfy myself until then, so rest up your body. I will make some food for you, too. You must be very hungry, and you probably haven't ate right since being forced into the human auction. And don't worry, my sweet. You're not going to be eating vampire food. I actually got human food, especially for this occasion. It's almost like I knew you were coming. I have a selection of pizza, mac and cheese, burgers, all the kinds of human food for your consumption. I guess I'll throw a pizza or two on for you right now, and I'll bring it up to you with some water when it's ready. You did such a good job today, sweetie. If you keep being such a good boy like this, and obeying me, you will keep getting looked after very nicely. And maybe even some nice rewards. I'll see you in a bit.